City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025 is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Ben Ragsdale, worship on the ward at the Fort Bama Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening, everybody. I'm brand new to the Orange Beach community and just a privilege to be here with y'all tonight. And I wrote out the prayer that I've been praying over you guys as we become Orange Beach residents. And so I'm going to pray that tonight if y'all don't mind. If y'all would, just bow your heads and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to put you first. Come before you today, and I just come with a thankful heart for all of those that serve this incredible city, all those in authority, every man and every woman, and I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for those that serve in any position of power over us. And I just ask that you pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them, guiding their decisions in every action. Father, help them to be people of integrity, obedient to your will, so that we may live quiet and peaceful lives, full of godliness and honesty. Let wisdom enter their hearts and knowledge be a joy to them. May discretion preserve them and understanding keep them safe from the path of evil and the influence of wicked people. Make their hearts and ears open to godly counsel so they may always do what is right in your sight, Lord. Father, we thank you for the powerful encouragement found in your word. We believe that what is impossible for us is possible with you, and you're not a man that you should lie, Lord, and we trust in your promises. Help us to be patient, knowing that you are making us complete, lacking nothing. Father, right now I speak strength and life and a fresh wind over these incredible leaders today. Bless their families, bless their children as we start a brand new school year. I pray a hedge of protection around their physical bodies and their minds and their hearts. And Father, I just thank you, you're patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And I pray you would raise up a standard of righteousness in this community, in this state, in this nation. Cause the rains of your spirit to flood this land and revive your work in our midst. Raise up intercessors for this great city and nation to pull down strongholds that stand against your will. And finally, I just pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed to us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Pastor.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertaining a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, our work session of 6:24, special called, regular council, and committee of the whole of 7:125. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, okay. I just wanted to say that the gathering for the kids out at the coastal resource or coastal.
The wharf.
At the. No, I wasn't at the wharf. This was at the.
Kids Park.
Yeah.
Oh, last night was at Portside.
Yeah. Kids Park. Yes. But anyway, it was outstanding. My hands are off to the Parks and Rec director and their entire group and their team for a great job done.
And we have more to come, it looks like, and that's really great. I was reading the whole list of new things.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought you were talking about Mako's on Main, and you were talking about summer send-off.
Yes, summer send-off. That's what it was.
All right, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving to ordinances, a second reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Keel RV Storage, third edition.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Authorize the Orange Beach Board of Education to use a portion of the athletic complex wind deductible for two change orders. Coat the track surface with additional protective coating. Add additional parking.
Move to authorize the expenditure.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor, what is a wind deductible?
We had to put down essentially a deposit of $2 million to cover any potential wind damage, but then with no claims that we get the money back. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Who's opposed?
Jeff Boyd.
Okay, moving, motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the purchase of holiday decorations for Jubilee Decor through the TIPS, TIPS Purchasing Cooperative in the amount not to exceed $263,673.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering and Material Testing to provide geotechnical testing and engineering services for Jubilee Point Road improvements in the amount not to exceed $7,730.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing fees for the Expect Excellence Pre-K After School Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for debris clearance, disposal, sand reclamation to DRC Emergency Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal for debris monitoring, disaster management, recovery services.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting set for August 19th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring a speed radar owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded, and authorizing donation to the Town of Alberta.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture to provide engineering services for the hot shop improvements in an amount not to exceed $14,400.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting donation of real property located at 27471 Canal Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Remind me of this property. I know we.
This is the Nathan Cox property. Nathan is donating the property next to the garden property.
Thank you for.
Yeah. So, very nice of him. So we'll have.
And that is to expand our community garden.
If we want to, yes.
Yeah, that's what that's what we talked about in the past.
Plenty of room.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving to public hearings.
We got to vote.
Oh, we need to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Nathan Cox. Public hearing to declare three vessels as abandoned after Hurricane Sally and authorizing disposal.
Good evening. Hayden Brown, Waterways and Shoreline Program Coordinator, Coastal Resources. So the vessels for removal, it's a grant-funded project, Operation Clean Sweep, Orange Beach, Alabama, Waterways and Shoreline Enhancement. And a funding partner, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, in coordination with the NOAA Marine Debris Program. Next slide. So this is a aerial shot of all three vessel locations. So the red arrows. So one's Terry Cove Pond, one's just west of Boggy Point, and then one is down Washington Avenue behind the Catholic Church on the beach. Next slide. So this is the first target. This is Washington Avenue. It's a completely submerged steel barge. It's about roughly 20 foot long. It's right next to that pier that the community uses. So it's a big hazard, not only for the people that use it day-to-day basis, but also for boaters that may be pulling up there, because on a high tide, it's about 90% covered with water. Next slide. So this is the target that's located right next to Boggy Point. As you can see in the picture, it's completely on the bank. On a low tide, the water comes out. On a high tide, it's a pontoon. One pontoon is completely full of water. This one's been there going on a year now, and the other vessel has been there since Hurricane Sally. Next slide. So this is the third target in Terry Cove Pond. So it's directly behind the last house by the bank there and the pond on the east side. So the biggest thing with this, it was floated out during Hurricane Sally, completely submerged. A debris contractor came in there, removed, I would say, 75% of the boat. There's a large section that's still there. And the biggest thing is the guy's got a fairly large boat on a lift, and it's directly behind his boat lift. Next slide. That's it. So very short, brief. If y'all have any questions, feel free to ask. And thank you for your time.
Great explanation.
Thank you, buddy.
Hayden, can I ask you, on Boggy Point, where that barge, the pontoon is, there's been a whole lot of other debris. A lot of it, some of it's floated off, some of it's been a problem. I know that we sent an email to state, and we had any response there?
That's been an ongoing thing. The state's been notified a couple times about it by email. I know Nicole and I've both talked to different people at the state. So they're aware of it. It's kind of in their ballpark now, but we're doing our best when we're out there cleaning up to keep it as clean as we can as stuff shows up, either falling off a barge or whatever it may be. So.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a public hearing, so anybody have any comments? Not? Close the public hearing. Resolution declaring three vessels as abandoned after Hurricane Sally, authorizing disposal.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we will call the committee of the whole to order Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Locke is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Under new business, miscellaneous, discuss appointment of interim police chief, discuss request for Art Center to replace porch fans.
I'm going to come back.
Discuss proposals for 2026 performing arts production. Number one.
Good evening. Michelle Lugas, Human Resources Director. As we know, Chief Brown is retiring at the end of the month, so I wanted to take a moment to thank him for his dedicated service to the city of Orange Beach. We have one meeting left in August, and so we wanted to provide you with information that will assist you with your decision for appointing an interim police chief. And with that in mind, we met with all of the sergeants and lieutenants at the Orange Beach Police Department to gather their feedback with regard to interim leadership. And we provided a summary of that to you, which I'm sure you've had a chance to review. August 14th is the deadline for the August 19th meeting agenda. If we don't have a name at that time, we would need to convene a special meeting on or before August 31st. So at this time, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have or to proceed to place your recommendation for approval on the August 19th agenda. So, any questions?
I have no questions.
I don't guess so.
Okay. Thank you.
You did provide that information to us and it was forwarded. And thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
How will we proceed with it on the 19th?
So, I'm assuming we want to put it on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
For the 19th? Okay.
Yes.
Do you just want me to leave it blank?
Hmm?
Do you just want me to leave it blank?
What blank?
The name.
The name.
Or do you guys want to discuss that?
Are y'all prepared to offer up a name?
Chair, Annette, Jeff. The gentleman's sitting right here. Will you please rise to the top?
What's his name?
Lieutenant Trent Johnson. He's been with us for numerous years. I saw the information that you provided, and that would be my selection.
Yes.
Or my nomination, or
yes.
However we're
yes.
going to proceed.
Yes and yes.
Any nays? All right. Good job, Trent.
Thank you, Trent.
So it'll be on the agenda on the 19th, right?
That was good news, Trent.
Yes.
For the record, my nomination is Trent Johnson.
You could smile now. Thank you.
You want to stand up again? Thank you, Trent.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded. Donation to Orange Beach Board of Education. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach surplus and unneeded.
Oh, did we need the other discussion items too? These are all decisions that we need to move on to the 19th.
Discussed requests for Art Center to replace porch fans.
Okay. Let's discuss.
Do you need more information other than what I provided?
Go ahead and give us a rundown real quick, Des.
They died.
They just died.
Desi, can you come up to the
microphone?
That was a little too succinct. They died. We could at least say, after years of good service, they died.
Desiree Hodge, director of the Coastal Arts Center. We have four exterior fans on the waterfront side that began to wobble, then two failed, and then we had Jason come out, and the actual controller died as well. So we've had them 8 years. They were part of the original build, and we need to replace.
At the cost again, what was the total cost?
We're at $7,600. I think I can get a better price on that, but I wanted you to see this and make sure you were up for replacing them.
They cannot be rehabbed.
Again and again and again.
They died.
We got it. I got it, Desi. Watch
you
this.
You sure?
Yes, I got it.
Yes. I mean, I can go at this. No, okay.
Well, I think we need to replace them as far as Desi's recommendation. Brand new ones, not reused, not rehabilitated ones or anything like that.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. So you know, the reason why this was put on work session was because it's an unbudgeted item. So if you guys are okay, the amount is low enough that we don't need to actually do a formal approval. But if you guys are good, then we'll move forward with a purchase order.
I'm good with it.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
We're good with it.
Discuss proposals for 2026 performing arts production.
Okay. We've got that proposal. It was $2.5 million.
Not really.
It wasn't that much.
That's
really
an exaggeration.
It really wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And I think that there was some response from some folks on this, the cost. It's a great entertainment. So what's the total cost?
Ford, would you give us a little insight, please?
And then what is the total revenue it will generate?
We don't look at revenue in the arts.
Oh, I know we don't.
The arts, Jeff.
Fort Hanley City Administrator.
And we subsidize it, and I get it, because it's great.
Yes.
Yeah, so the two proposals in front of you are Guys and Dolls and Mamma Mia, and so the cost is similar. It falls in line for the other budgeted items that the creative team over at the PAC come up with, and so these are the two recommendations that we need y'all to decide on one of them, and so
just
that they can just one of them for now, so that we can go ahead and get the rights and move forward. And so y'all
so
just
you want us to pick the play.
You are the council. You get to decide what play we get to do.
To Annette and Joni.
Well, Joni not being.
Joni's not here.
Joni's not here, so I'm going to defer mine to Jerry Johnson and Annette Mitchell.
I'm saying Guys and Dolls.
Decision tonight. You're just okay. Have it on the cow for discussion.
Well, we
Mamma
move
Mia.
Forward, right?
Yeah, we
Mamma
need to
Mia.
Move forward. So yeah, so if Guys and Dolls is the recommendation, then that is good enough for me, and we'll move forward and get the rights for it.
I was definitely a Mamma Mia kind of girl.
I was Mamma Mia too.
Yes.
But you deferred.
I did defer.
You deferred.
I'm in trouble.
I think either production would be absolutely fabulous.
I think we'll work both of them in, you know. Maybe a time separation. But
do you know how much?
Somebody flip a coin. Let's move on.
Well, why don't you place the deciding vote, Mayor?
Jeff, what do you want?
Which is your favorite? Mamma Mia? It was Mamma Mia, I thought.
This is good television here, so whatever we got.
Yeah, I've seen both of them.
Audience vote.
Oh, Tony has seen both of them.
He's seen both. Okay, we'll do both.
Yep, down at the
Joni said Mamma Mia.
Down at the Chickasaw Playhouse.
Joni said Mamma Mia.
Everybody's saying Mamma Mia. I agree.
Mamma Mia.
All right, so sounds like it's Mamma Mia.
I guess we'll acquiesce to Mamma Mia.
It's just easier, Chair.
Looks like we got Mamma Mia.
I will let them know. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will they be happy?
They gave me two options.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Joni, for weighing in.
True.
All right. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by we've already done. Where am we at?
That's right.
Okay. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus unneeded, donated to the Orange Beach Board of Education. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach surplus unneeded, St. Stephen's Volunteer Fire Department. Resolution awarding the Police Chief Steve Brown his duty weapons and badge as part of his benefit retirement package. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Adopt transportation plan for fiscal year 2026. Resolution authorizing execution of a service order with Unity Fiber LLC Lifeguard Building, the Resident Beach. Resolution authorizing execution of Amendment 5 to the subgrant award grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources for the Restore Act State Expenditure Plan funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program. Resolution authorizing execution of a cooperative agreement, Alabama Department of Environmental Management, for the city to provide permitting, regulating, monitoring, and inspection services. Resolution reappointing Penny Grew to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors. Resolution authorizing execution of a performance contract with Brandy Rees for tennis instruction services. Set a public hearing date for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf Landing Villas PUD. Any questions on any of that? Any discussion?
We're good.
Ford Hanley again. Yes, I was just made aware that from the PAC team that Mamma Mia is now on tour, and we will not be able to get those rights. So let's back that up. Are we good with Guys and Dolls?
Guys and Dolls. Guys
Jerry,
and dolls.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are we good?
Yes.
Are we okay with that?
That was very slick there.
I want to see the email.
I'll forward that to you as soon as that's made available. Thank you.
No, we're good there.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
All right.
Good choice.
Okay. Public comments? Anyone have anything they'd like to say? Yes, sir.
Did you want Mamma Mia?
I didn't hear you.
I said, did you want Mamma Mia?
I don't care. Okay. Jerry Mitchell, 24310 Perdido Beach Boulevard. I've been a resident about a month, so pardon me if I ask questions that have already been covered. One thing is, what is a hot shop?
A glass blowing shop.
It's part of our Coastal Arts Center.
Coastal Arts Center.
Okay. We blow glass.
Part of our center. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes.
And this may or may not be appropriate. If it's not, just let me know. I'd like to hear firsthand what the pressure was that caused the police chief to resign. In the article in the Mullet Wrapper, Jeff Boyd says the police chief called him and said he couldn't take the pressure anymore, so he resigned.
Mm-hmm. We are not allowed to discuss it. It was an internal investigation, and anything that involves personnel.
But
we're
you
not
did discuss
to,
it.
I didn't discuss it.
Discussed it in the newspaper.
I don't know if that's a discussion or not, but I accept that if that's the answer.
That's the answer I have, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, where'd you move from?
Just north of Birmingham.
Welcome to Orange Beach.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Orange Beach.
Anyone else?
Yes. Robert Freeland. I'm on Bay Circle here in Orange Beach. I've been a resident for over 30 years. Good to see everyone. I just wanted to bring to the attention of the council and some of the citizens some information that has been disseminated about a negative aspect of Orange Beach, which I felt like did not need to go unaddressed. And the reason for me being here is to make sure that enough people are aware of this, because the negative implications of not addressing this issue could affect everyone in this room. And I don't want any chance of that happening. I'm referring to a article, not a, so much an article, but a statement in USA Today, July 15th. I gave Renee a copy of it. But what it says, I just best to read it rather than just to ad lib it, because it's pretty self-evident about the problem. It says, this is from Montgomery, and an environmental advocacy group has warned that Alabama beaches need more work to alleviate pollution and make them safer for swimmers. Pretty strong statement. The report by Environmental America Research and Policy Center labeled Dog River, Orange Beach, and Pirates Cove as the state's least safe beaches. Now, it's not talking about just waterways, it's talking about beaches. And that may be because the article was a very short blurb. But the thing about it is, it's a negative comment that could have a lot of repercussions in many ways. And I wanted to make sure that the city council, because of their concerns for our environment and protecting our image, life is better here, on and on, about the waterways, our beaches, what brings people here, what all the wonderful facilities we have here, and the things that bring people here to have a great time. And I don't think it's a good idea to just let something like that lie out there. To let it go unchallenged. You know, the questions I would have from reading this in USA Today is one, they said more work needs to be done. Work by whom? I would ask that question. The second
work,
one.
And what work? What work needs to be done? What more can we do? That's a good question, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. What
so
needs to be done?
The health department does.
Why is this article even here?
The health department does check, but in all our years, none of our beaches have been shut down. Mm-hmm. It often happens in Mobile Bay.
Or Fairhope.
Because of Fairhope, because mm-hmm. of sewer leaks. But mm-hmm. Woody, you might provide. I've never known of one of our beaches to be shut down. The only issue we've ever, have we, Nicole?
They have shut down Adrian tests at Waterfront Park. We have had some high levels of bacteria, but it's a 24-hour, they come back and sample and then it's open.
Which is pretty normal in the very hot heat of the summer.
Especially with runoff.
Heavy rain, and it's one of the reasons we don't allow fish in our waterways because of the extra bacteria and people getting right. Vibrio and the danger for people swimming or being in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We should introduce our speakers so that you know exactly how talented they are. Woody?
My name is Woody Speed. I'm Coastal Regulatory Manager with the Coastal Resources.
Okay.
And I'm Nicole Rupert, Deputy Director of Coastal Resources.
Okay. Well, good. And I guess y'all would be taking up this issue and looking further into it.
Absolutely.
That's the reason I'm here.
My question with the article is safe was the key word there. That can mean a lot of different.
Yes, it can. It's very general in statement, but the implications is very negative, and could be very negative. I mean, it could even affect property taxes. It could affect a lot of things. Tourism, one of our main source of income, and others could use this information in a way that would hurt us. I don't want the information to be out there. I want it to be not contested. I want it to be contested.
I'd be curious, Robert, also is how the reporter or reporters came up with these information that they publicized. Were they down here? Did they talk to staff?
Exactly.
Did they talk to residents? Did they get in a boat? Did they walk our beaches at night, in daytime?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did they see our staff working like they do diligently to keep our beaches safe and clean? And our backwaters, just like Hayden Brown said. You know, mm-hmm. and that young man's a product of Orange Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he's doing his job, because he was born and raised here and cares about derelict shorelines and such like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. So I would be curious if we could reach out to the reporter and have a conference with them and see how this person came to evolve in this type of story.
Exactly. I think some research needs to be done, some follow-up, and some reports made back to the city council about what has been done to address this information, whether it's misinformation or it's founded in fact or what. Because if it has any credibility, then we need to address it. You know, the Department of Public Health does a lot of things testing, but they are not, it's not their responsibility to correct the problem. It's our responsibility to correct any problems. They don't have the money, they don't have the funding. I used to work for the Department of Public Health in Alabama, so I know. They're understaffed and have other issues going on. So we have certain responsibilities to maintain our environment, and it may come from another source and wash down here, and that's what I've heard that said. There's been a lot of things said about it. But it does need to be addressed, and I'm glad that y'all are going to do that. The other, just wanted to mention this also, that makes it even worse is that in Googling USA Today, I found out that their readership is a lot larger than I had thought. Mm-hmm. That basically, if you Google it, you'll find out that one out of two adults over the age of 18 read either the electronic or the print edition of this USA Today. So that's not good for us, and if that information or if further information comes out. I'm also, like you said, Jeff, preventing, what can we do to prevent this from occurring again? What can we do to address it, and so that maybe something could be done to refute that information if it's not valid? But I didn't see any reference to the Alabama Department of Public Health, and I'm not familiar with this advocacy group, the Environmental America Research and Policy Center. And I'm an environmentalist myself, but I don't feel like information should be getting out to the public. It should not be there.
Robert, I agree.
Just wanted to make sure y'all
are. But you said that, you said, Robert?
Yes.
You said it came out of Montgomery when you first started out.
The article, I gave a copy to Renee. She can make copies for you.
Yeah, the one that you gave me is USA Today. But
they got the information from Montgomery, from what I understand. Now, where are they in Montgomery? Montgomery is kind of nebulous, but there could be many different groups out there providing erroneous information, or they could have some basic in fact. The fact that we have had a problem over there at the water park. The problem there, I see that makes it worse, is that it's only half a block from the kids' park, and so when we have problems with a swim advisory and a fish advisory, or even if it's a day, it makes me wonder, what are we doing to address that so that that is not considered, that is not continued? And if there's something we can do to remediate that, can we start addressing that? And I'd like to have y'all bring some stuff back, some information back to the city council and discuss what is going on to address those issues. Because I don't think it just needs to just sit there. I think something needs to be done to address any negative, unsubstantiated, in my opinion, comments about Orange Beach, because we love Orange Beach.
Yeah, we do.
What's the last name of the reporter? Is it Gladden?
It just said the report was issued by the Environmental America Research and Policy Center.
I think it was picked up by the Montgomery Advertiser. Okay. Was the original.
On July 13th, I had emailed the reporter because I saw the same article, and I asked her to clarify because it's Wolf Bay, not Orange Beach, all of our 7 miles of Gulf beaches, and she never responded to the email. So I did reach out to her, the original reporter, but of course it's picked up by everyone and spread.
It could be misinterpreted when they say Orange Beach.
And clarify it to the Bay Area, Wolf Bay, not the Gulf.
Misleading at best.
Yes, but I did reach out, no response, so you know.
Oh, good. Okay. I'd like to hear more about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing that to our
attention. You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
The Auburn Research Center. Yeah. The Auburn Research Center also is built there to test water, and it's part of the whole deal.
Anybody else? Russell?
Mr. Mayor, is this open to any subject at this point?
John McCabe, 4976 Bay Drive, and I'm here on behalf of Coastal Alabama Senior Softball.
Of course, most of y'all know me. I'm Officer Meg Vickers, one of the K-9 handlers for this great city of Orange Beach.
About 6 weeks ago, I came before the council to thank them for their support of we old guys playing softball, a game we love. And during that discussion or comments, I made kind of a half-hearted challenge to the City of Orange Beach Police and Fire to put together a team and play us old guys. And really didn't hear from them, but we went a little further. And I have to say, I recall vividly when I brought that up and it met with some approval that Annette Mitchell said, we need to make this a community event. And that's what we've done. So I'm pleased to announce that on October 25th at Sportsbooks Park, we're going to have a day, and I'll go into some of the things we're going to be doing. We're in the Police and Fire of Orange Beach, Police and Fire of Foley, Police and Fire of Gulf Shores, and the old guys are going to have a softball tournament. So, Mark, if you would put... Oh, yeah, it's up already. So, anyway, I think it's going to be a real nice event. It's really to honor the first responders. You know, I think it's time that we give them the thanks for what they've done. It's met with quite a reception from the other cities. And I'll tell you a little bit about the events that are scheduled. Probably going to start out with a quick little home run derby, kind of like they do in the All-Star game. And then we're going to have each team play two games, about an hour long each. But right after each game, the officer here will describe they're going to have canine demonstrations. We're going to make it a patriotic day. We're going to have some of the local entertainers playing between some songs, patriotic songs. And probably the highlight of the day is that we will likely play YMCA, and I'm very pleased to announce that Jerry Johnson has volunteered to do the Trump dance. So, thank you, Jerry.
There you go. I mean, make America great again.
But right now, we're going to have a substantial number of food trucks, vendors. We're going to have a dog rescue, and it's just going to be a good day. I think it will draw a pretty good crowd, and there are a couple little things I'd like the city to kind of help us out on. I found out today one of my big considerations was that we have a speaker, and we're able to, once each of the first responders come to bat, that we tell a little bit about them. And anyway, I just hope it'll be a real positive day. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Council, I appreciate y'all letting us be here to talk today. So real quick, a lot of this proceed is going to be going to what we're going to be having on there for the Regional 1 field trials in 2026 here in Orange Beach. I don't think a lot of people understand how big this event is. This goes from anywhere from Lakeland, Florida, Miami, Florida, to anywhere across Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama. With that, most of these agencies that host these kind of events have anywhere from 10 to 14 handlers. We have four. So we have a large undertaking we're going to be doing. The biggest thing that we need from the community is to know that we're doing all that we can, but we have to have your help. Because like I said, we're only a four-man team doing the work of anywhere from 10 to 14 people. We've already made a lot of leeway of where we're going with it, but we want it to be one of the best, because everybody knows Orange Beach goes to these regionals, they win, but they don't know where we live. So to show them that, hey, we got winning teams, winning dogs, and a beautiful community is what's going to make them want to come back here. So with that, the bigger turnout we have for this, the bigger turnout we can have for our regionals, and I also have pamphlets for anybody that wants to donate money for it. We're doing raffles for any property for businesses that want to do sunglasses, hats, anything like that. We raffle those as well. We're going to be selling canines, little stuffed animals for all our dogs. Those are going to be for sale for the benefit of this. We have T-shirts with that logo, 2026 USPCA, on the shirts. Those are for sale as well. All the proceeds go to this event and our canines. With Regional One USPCA, the money that goes to this as well goes for dogs that retire for medical expenses. Some of that money goes to that side of it, where that money goes back to the dog for when they retire to cover all their medical expenses for the rest of their lives. So it's not just about the handlers, it's about the canine itself. Some of this test of dogs, not only just knowing that it certifies them in the line of work for what they do, we go a little bit different to USPCA, we're graded. So not only is it pass or fail, you're dedicated on time, how well you know your dog, how fast you do it. All those time goes into winning. And I don't know if y'all know this, but myself and Officer Giles with Sadie, the lab, we placed first in 2025. So that first place trophy is here in Orange Beach.
Yay.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'll open the floor. So any questions y'all may have on it, but like I said, the biggest thing is we just need support because this is a huge undertaking.
I would just like to add the name of the, I wish I could take credit for it. It's going to be called Battle of the Badges. All of the money will be going, none of it towards Coastal Alabama Senior Softball, all of it to this event here. And it's free. We're going to accept donations at the field, but there is no cost. So thank you.
This is quite the community event, John.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be big.
Yes, thank you.
I'm
thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you all. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Anyone else? Okay. If not, I entertain a motion to go into executive session, discuss potential litigation.
So moved.
Second.
And statement for the record, I'm an attorney, Jamie Logan, for the city, duly licensed to practice in the state of Alabama, and authorized that it is an applicable purpose.
Okay. And then we will not reconvene, right? You said.
No, we will reconvene adjourn.
Will reconvene.
Huh?
Okay.
We have to adjourn.
No.
We don't have to?
You just have to announce.
Okay. I take that back.
Yeah, and about how long it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably 30, 45 okay. minutes, I would say.
Yeah, and not re-adjourn, reconvening. Okay.
Okay. That's fine with me.
I'll need a motion in a second.
Motion in a second. Go into executive session.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
And I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes.
Okay.
So
hey,
I guess
thanks, everybody.
We're leaving
Thank
y'all.
Thank you, everyone.